Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 4th. You'll be interested to know. 20 years ago, today, in 2004, Facebook was launched as thefacebook.com, and it subsequently grew to become the largest social network in the world, revolutionizing communication and interaction on a global scale. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect chest-to-shoulder-high swell on Tuesday morning, with light sideshore conditions and offshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect waist-high swell with occasional chest-high sets in the morning, remaining glassy with offshore winds less than 5 miles per hour, and building to shoulder-high in the afternoon with onshore winds. Thursday will feature waist-to-chest-high swell in the morning, transitioning to occasional chest-high sets in the afternoon, with semi-glassy conditions and onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 3 to 5 feet until 11. After that, it turns choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the north-northwest swell is 3 feet at 14 seconds and the variable wind is 5 mile per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 1 foot at 8:15 a.m. with a 2.5-foot high tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 57 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 63 and a light breeze. Tonight, we could see a chance of rain after 10, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 50. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 65. Wednesday night brings a low around 52. Thursday and Friday also have a chance of rain with highs in the mid-60s. Saturday turns mostly sunny with a high near 62 and cooler nights around 46. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's border industry is breathing a sigh of relief after the potential tariffs were delayed. Approximately 2,500 businesses in Otay Mesa depend on cross-border commerce. President Donald Trump announced a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada and a 10% tariff on China, but backed down after discussions with leaders from these countries. Executive Director of the Otay Mesa Chamber of Commerce expressed gratitude, but cautioned that businesses still face uncertainty regarding future tariffs. Meanwhile, the San Diego Chamber of Commerce opposes any tariffs, highlighting the potential negative impact on local jobs and the economy. Now on to sports. In a shocking turn of events, the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired 25-year-old Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks, marking one of the most stunning trades in NBA history. The Mavericks sent Doncic, along with Maxi Kleber and Markieff Morris, to the Lakers in exchange for 10-time All-Star Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round pick in 2029. Despite the trade's complexity, early signs suggest Doncic is ecstatic about joining the Lakers, hinting at a long-term future in Los Angeles. This trade reshapes both franchises, with the Lakers moving towards a post-LeBron era, while the Mavericks navigate a new direction under fresh ownership. In local sports, the Lakers and Kings were off last night. Tonight, it's the Los Angeles showdown as the Lakers take on the crosstown rivals at the Intuit Dome. With LeBron James leading the charge, averaging 24 points, the Lakers aim to extend their streak. Meanwhile, the Clippers, led by Hivika Zubak, look to bounce back. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 27-17-6 host the Montreal Canadiens, sitting at 24-23-5. Adrian Kempe, with 24 goals, leads the favored Kings, aiming to extend their winning streak. In top news, in recent developments, the United States has negotiated last-minute agreements with Canada and Mexico to delay new tariffs, following discussions with their leaders. President Trump indicated that the administration will assess the feasibility of an economic deal with Canada in 30 days, while Mexico has committed to deploying 10,000 National Guard troops to curb drug trafficking. Market reactions included a decline in stocks, with the NASDAQ composite falling by 1.2%, while oil prices fluctuated. The Mexican peso and Canadian dollar strengthened after the tariff delays were announced. In business news, automakers are facing criticism for opposing a new safety rule that would standardize automatic emergency braking technology in all vehicles. While the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates this could save at least 362 lives annually, the auto industry claims the rule is impractical due to costs. Safety advocates argue that the technology is already available and has proven effective. With a potential societal benefit of up to $7 billion, the controversy highlights the ongoing tension between public safety and corporate profits in the automotive sector. The new regulation is set to be reviewed by the Trump administration. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8%. To about $102,000. Ethereum is up 17% to just under $2,900. And Goetzis Maximus is up 45% to 14 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study suggests that levels of microplastics in human brains may be rapidly increasing. Research analyzing tissue samples from postmortem examinations conducted between 1997 and 2024 indicates a rising trend in microplastics within brain tissue, as well as in liver and kidney samples. The study highlights that microplastics are present in various human tissues, including blood and breast milk, with potential links to serious health issues. Researchers led by Professor Matthew Campen urge for more extensive studies to determine the effects of microplastics on neurological disorders. The findings emphasize the urgent need to understand exposure routes and health consequences. Entertainment news. Paul Thomas Anderson's upcoming film, titled One Battle After Another, marks his first collaboration with Leonardo DiCaprio and his loose adaptation of Thomas Pynchon's novel, Vineland. This project has been anticipated for over a decade, and fans of the novel are excited about DiCaprio potentially portraying Zoid Wheeler, a burnt-out hippie navigating a dystopian America. The narrative intertwines themes of counterculture and government betrayal. Early reports suggest a shift in character names and an updated setting, promising a more action-oriented film. Readers are encouraged to explore Vineland to enhance their viewing experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian poet and philosopher, Rabindranath Tagore. And he said, "I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.